This news comes a week after Amazon and the developer behind the project, Trammell Crow, faced community backlash at a public hearing. The $300-plus million project drew the ire of protesters who raised concerns over potential harm to the environment, air pollution, and traffic congestion. Coalition for Responsible Economic Development for Grand Island spokesperson Kathy Rahill helped gather nearly 2,000 signatures in opposition to the project last week. She says their grassroots efforts started on July 1st.
So I think it's very clear to them that people of Grand Island do not feel this fits here. And we feel there are much more appropriate sites in Western New York and the greater Buffalo area that would be a win-win situation for Erie County and the surrounding areas.
Rahill says they are willing to look at any development that makes sense for their community
and fits with our comprehensive plan and does not deviate so massively from our, you know, current code restrictions and, you know, that kind of thing. We would absolutely welcome those types of things.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz released a statement calling Amazon's withdrawal an unfortunate development. He added his team is prepared to work with Amazon to identify another location in the region. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.